Venezuela is a country in free fall as economic mismanagement and international sanctions combine to create desperately difficult times for its citizens. As global debate centres on who's to blame, successive socialist governments, or countries like the US who are putting the squeeze on the government of Nicolas Maduro, people are struggling for basics like food and medicine. US correspondent Zoe Daniel has recently returned from Venezuela.
As a journalist, Venezuela is not an easy country to work in. Media visas are difficult to get, and even with them in hand, reporters are closely monitored by the authorities and government-backed armed groups called colectivos. Rooms need to be checked for bugs. Sensitive interviews must be discussed in hushed tones. Movements should not be telegraphed and should never happen after dark. Time spent in each location needs to be limited. Violent crime is also close to the worst in the world, and much of the story that needs to be told is in the slums or barrios, where poverty, hunger and desperation exacerbates that risk. There are also the gangs who trade in drugs and rule the roost. In recent months, escalating political tensions have added the risk of protest rallies turning violent amid clashes between opposition activists and government troops and proxies. All of this means that the stories of ordinary Venezuelans are infrequently told. But when you give them the chance, their sentiments are clear.
Women and men, young and old, have to realise the critical situation the country is going through these days. Hunger, misery, repression and unemployment.
We spent a week in the slums of Caracas and surrounds talking to people about life and politics.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Research says that 9 out of 10 people in Venezuela can't afford enough food because of hyperinflation, which has rendered the local currency almost valueless. Government food parcels that are handed out monthly are dwindling. Sometimes now they come only every second or third month, and they're often missing key supplies, like milk. There's widespread frustration, and people are starting to voice it, even with the risk of recriminations.
Lo puede hacer mejor.
Nothing seems to improve. It all gets worse. So I think there should be a change to give the opportunity for someone else to rule.
The situation has created a window of opportunity for opposition leader Juan Guaido, who was backed by the US and Australia, among dozens of other countries, when he declared himself president after 2018 elections that were widely condemned as flawed. Although you get the sense that it's a case of right place, right time, rather than Juan Guaido having specifically captured the public imagination.
It's not just a problem for Venezuela. What the international community has done so far is very important. The recognition of our constitution and of me as interim president. Australia did that too. What's important now is to keep the pressure up. The dictatorship won't voluntarily leave.
Unfortunately, the Maduro government wouldn't respond to the concerns raised by those who can't get enough food or medicine. At a time when political division globally runs deep, Venezuela's plight attracts a divided response. Almost all of the Venezuelans that I've encountered blame the economic collapse on mismanagement by successive governments who've nationalised assets, subsidised goods and services, failed to manage the country's oil revenues, and allowed endemic cronyism and corruption. They don't always mention socialism specifically, and many still hark back fondly to the days of largesse under former President Hugo Chavez. But for many observers, Venezuela's become a symbol of the broader failure of the socialist model. That's gained particular traction as left and right retreat to their corners the world over. However, defenders of socialism attack outside nations for interfering in Venezuela, particularly the United States, which has imposed harsh sanctions and an embargo on oil. Russia, China and Cuba continue to back the Maduro administration, and that's a key driver of US involvement. They're big picture issues. But for ordinary Venezuelans who've seen their country go from the richest in Latin America to a basket case, they just want something to change so they can feed their families.
Back from Caracas, that's North American correspondent Zoe Daniel.